When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
All right. Some Malcolm Go podcast. Today is, what day is it? Anyone? Does anybody even know? November 14th. We're day late, a dollar short, as they say in the business.
We actually had a day off with the bye week.
Yeah, you know.
Boys need a bye week too here.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody needs a little bit of time to unwind, relax. Yeah. I just had to play that because that kid's killing me. It's like a 55-year-old fucking plumber inside an 11-year-old's body. I just like chicken. So we're here to get chicken sandwiches. The way he says chicken, I could listen to it for eternity. It's the funniest thing. Chicken. Chicken. Not much to talk about. Nothing happened last week. I mean, everything came up gangbusters for the Patriots. Bills lost. Chiefs lost.
Do the Chiefs stink?
I think the Chiefs stink.
I'm pretty sure they're not good.
Their defense is worse than last year. Offense is still good.
I saw a stat from a Vegas guy, RJ Bell, classic Vegas guy. And it said teams who... He lists off like 10 things. It's like teams who... all right, hold on one second.
This is great material for the pod right now.
Just a quick start. Hot start to the season.
No dead air.
I should be on top of this. It was like teams you throw for over... 400 yards of offense. Blah, blah, blah. It was like there were 260 in one one tie. In the past, like, 40 years.
For 400 yards and what?
Hold on.
The Chiefs are basically...
Oh, here it is. NFL favorites that don't lose the turnover battle, 150 yards or more in total yards, 8-plus first downs, 14-plus minutes time of possession edge. Since 1992, these teams had a record of 260...
That's so many variables. I couldn't even follow along.
And one tie. So they were 261 and one, like, pretty much dominating everything.
Yeah, I get it.
The Chiefs lost. They're the second loss ever since 1992 with those stats.
Yeah.
Somehow they don't have that fucking thing like they did last
year. Well, they're basically the New England Patriots and the Super Bowl against the Eagles. It's like, what were they like? What was that stat?
Yeah.
It was like the Patriots had 500 passing yards. Same amount of turnovers as the Eagles. So didn't lose the turnover battle. Had 500 yards passing, like four touchdowns. Most yards in almost like one of the most yardage. I think most yards in playoff history, like top five in NFL history in any game, and lost. It was like 700-0 at the time.
But there was something about that team that just didn't, like, you just need that extra thing, that extra fucking... I don't know.
But the Chiefs are dealing. They just don't have. They're like a Big 12 team. They're like Texas Tech. Oklahoma, just a million touchdowns, zero defense. Literally, it's outscore whoever you have. If you can't outscore them, if you're playing a decent defense with a good offense, they can't win.
And I don't know where these receivers come from they get.
It's scheme. I hate to say it. I don't want to say Mahomes isn't a system guy, but that's all Andy Reid. The Eagles were like that forever, and they would always be terrible. Do you remember Jason Avant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, these were guys that were just good because they, I mean, there was guys that excelled. There's like Terrell Owens and like Freddie Mitchell was a bum, but
DeSean
like
Jackson was good with.
Yeah, DeSean Jackson. I mean, and he can make anybody pretty much good. Fucking Jeremy Maclin. Remember how terrible he was in other teams? There was always good players on his team. I mean, Jordan Matthews was good with him. It's just, I mean, he could just scheme the hell out of an offense. Belichick struggles against him. A lot of people. That's why he's been a coach for 700 years.
What are the best coaches?
There's like four good coaches. Yeah. I'd say.
And one of them is unemployed right now. And we're not going to get into the Marvin Lewis debate
Kaepernick.
Again.
No. There's like, okay, Sean Payton, Belichick, Andy Reid. I think Harbaugh.
Pete Carroll
and Harbaugh.
Those are five, yeah.
Five. Yeah, I can't think of another one.
One that you would say year in, year out is going to be consistently solid.
Will compete.
Yeah.
There is nobody.
Marvin Lewis, you could put in that category.
You love Marvin Lewis.
I just can't. I just
you just
refuse.
Celebrate mediocrity.
I don't celebrate mediocrity. A guy who you could say is going to be over 500 and in the playoffs year in, year out.
Maybe.
Name five.
But you're forgetting the simple fact that the fucking Cincinnati Bengals were stacked for like 8 years. Stacked. Their defense was stacked. Their
Name
offense.
His quarterbacks.
Yeah,
except
that was the problem.
Dalton
he had Carson Palmer. He was a fucking number one overall pick.
He was fine. He was Drew. He was fucking Stafford. Matt Stafford is
doesn't
all
matter.
He was.
He's the number one overall pick. You expect to win with him.
How stop that shit? But no, there's. Oh, and I would say Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
Tomlin
know.
Is like
is
on
he
the
good
fringe.
Or does his is his general manager a genius?
His general manager is really good, but he's also like.
He yeah, can never. Bad. He can never. He fucking. His defenses aren't great. Like he doesn't. He's never designed the defense. There's like Dick LeBeau, and then he's like they transformed to like this offensive team. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, but they're like turning. I mean, he had some troubles, but without Ben this year, his defense has really turned it on, and they're
again. But the Patriots beat them every time because they're always predictable.
But you're talking about Belichick compared to these guys. It's like Belichick
heads
and
shoulders above
the next
these guys.
Five guys. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the only one that even competes with them is John Harbaugh.
Harbaugh does not give a fuck.
Yeah,
he comes as a, no. For some reason, the Ravens.
The Ravens aren't afraid to come to Foxborough. That's all you have to hear about. That's all you ever hear about in fucking sports radio is that the Ravens aren't afraid to come to Foxborough.
I swear to God, I'm just
take the radio out of my car and throw it on the fucking highway.
It's been 3 weeks since I listened to sports radio.
No, I don't listen to sports radio, but I just know they like literally they've had 2 weeks off, and I guarantee you they're just like if the Patriots get the one seed. There's no way they're going to beat Lamar because Baltimore isn't afraid to come into Foxborough. Meanwhile, Baltimore's defense stinks, and the minute they figure out how to stop Lamar, which they did mid-game, basically, it was fucking, they'll stomp them. Like, I don't expect the Ravens to go undefeated from here on out. The Patriots will probably lose two, maybe three more. The Ravens, even if the Ravens do have the one seed, I think the Patriots would win in Baltimore.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I mean, I'm just not impressed by Baltimore's fine. They're great, but it's like, can you stop with just making these quarterbacks Hall of Famers?
Well, they can't wait to anoint the next generation.
That's all they did this week was on ESPN. ESPN plays on at all day long. It was, would you take Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson to start a team?
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
Neither of them have won a thing. They're just people that have played good for.
Well,
Deshaun Jackson has played good for, what, 3 years?
Well, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, Watson. I keep saying Jackson.
It's insulting to Deshaun Watson to compare Lamar Jackson to him. Deshaun is a legit quarterback who's been around for a few years and has won consistently when he's played.
Can throw the ball over 10 yards.
And is like an insane. He can do everything. He's like a legit. Yeah, he throws. Lamar has had 9 good weeks, and we're already considering him.
Got blown out in the playoffs last year. They run a gimmick offense, triple option with fucking two quarterbacks and Mark Ingram. It's like fucking a gimmick offense. They didn't throw once like over 10 yards against the Patriots.
No, and like as soon as you start turning the ball over,
they know he's
fucking shitty offense. Like you're done.
Yeah,
you're done.
They were terrified to throw the ball because he threw for 160 yards and they were all 2 yard dump offs. Literally, he threw one pass that was caught. Like past 5 yards.
Oh, how about that stat for the Patriots? You see that this week?
No.
It was like balls thrown downfield is like 25 yards or further,
yeah,
or whatever. Opposing quarterbacks have one touchdown, seven interceptions, a passing rating of 10.
Yeah.
And they're like 12%. Completion percentage is like 12. They are so fucking insane at throwing the ball like at coverage down the field. It's ridiculous.
The one team, like the team that beat them, like the offense that was supposed to be like fucking the greatest thing that would show you the Patriots defense isn't good, wouldn't even dare throw the ball on them. They were throwing behind the line of scrimmage and little 2 yard outs to tight ends.
Yeah, and honestly,
and it worked. I'm not gonna say it didn't work, but it, like they were.
No, but that game was They lost in the regular season on a Sunday night on the road. Yeah, that's a tough game to win. So I'm not holding.
When they're honoring a fucking their best player of all time. Yeah, no, it doesn't happen all the time. And I just got to think about this for the Philadelphia Eagle game this week.
Avenge me!
This is Malcolm Butler.
Avenge me!
From Red Dawn. Malcolm Butler. Would love to be avenged right now.
How many?
He's dead now in Tennessee. A dead man.
Who do you think wins by more this week, Alabama or the Patriots? Because the Patriots are going to smack the Eagles.
You think so? I think they're going to win. They're betting favorites again, but they were betting favorites in Baltimore, so who knows?
What are they, plus? I think they minus were two and a half, three?
I think three.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They were 3.5 at Baltimore. But you know what? N'Keal Harry week? Another 2 weeks of Sanu.
Sanu is going to be nice.
Sanu is a legend right now. Dude, I'm telling you right now, Sanu is going to be the best trade acquisition they ever had.
How long do you think he's going to be here?
They're three. Well, he's at least through next year. So they're 3.5-point favorites at Philadelphia, which is pretty nuts.
But Philly's not good.
The Kansas City Chiefs is only 3.5-point favorites at home. Oh, no, it's at Mexico City. Sorry. So I don't even know who the home team is, but. They're playing in Mexico City, so fucking Mahomes is going to be able to throw it 85 yards.
That's going to be a weird game because the Chargers could win that game.
Yeah, they
but
could.
But I'm not worried about Kansas City anymore. Like, Kansas City's not on my radar.
No, I'm not worried about Kansas City either. There's nobody I'm really scared about in the AFC whatsoever. Like, could any team realistically come to Foxborough and beat the Patriots in January, February?
That is the biggest thing. They can't lose a dud game like to.
Yeah, they have to just get. I mean, they don't even have to. They proved last year they don't need to be the ones.
Yeah,
seed.
But last year they had a little different team. They had the defense was. I mean, that defense at the end of the year was as good as it played at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
It was better at the end of the year last year. They were like so locked in.
Yeah.
Like right now it's like they're playing well, but it's like. It's a different type. Like they were, that was a different animal.
It's the same players, but they've added. They added like better, more secondary players. They've added Jamie Collins. I mean, who did they lose?
The head coach. I mean, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and they kept Belichick, who's doing it.
Yeah, it's fine and everything, but I'm just saying that defense last year was what they did at the end of last year. How good they got from like week 12 to the end of the season is like. I mean, you don't really see that often.
No, you don't. They definitely turned it on, but I still think that they're better this year.
I think they're better, but they're better now than they were this time last year, but are they going to be like...
The thing that they don't have this year that they had last year was power running.
Yeah, Gronk. Gronk and Trent Brown.
They have no power run game whatsoever. They're averaging like, it's like 3.3 yards or something on a power run. Last year it was like 5.7.
What? They could literally hand the ball for them if they needed to get first downs.
And that's fucking like that's Kansas City's weakness. Like you could run for 300 yards on
Kansas
City. Well,
Devlin is the other guy you're missing too. It's like those three, Trent Brown, Gronk, and Devlin.
You can't find a fucking decent Division 1A fullback just on the street right now.
There is a reason there's only like 7 fullbacks left in the NFL.
No, but they don't play.
They're not good.
They got to be good. They had some guy from Germany play.
That guy sucked. Did you watch him? He fucking couldn't open a hole for shit.
He was there, though.
He was there. Yeah, sure. You can put anyone there. Roberts is as good as that fucking German asshole was.
Roberts. They should have Roberts back. He's built to be a fullback. He's short, and he just fucking loves to crush people.
But Devlin could catch the ball. They would throw him the ball a decent... He averaged probably 1.2 catches a game.
No way he got one catch a game. He got maybe 4 catches a season.
No, I guarantee last year he had... Oh, wow, that's tough. I want to say last year he had... I bet he had... No, I bet he had 14 catches.
14? All right, over-under, I'm going to say. Over-under is 8 catches.
Way over. For Devlin last year?
2018 season, he had 12 receptions.
Oh, what did I say? 14?
Yeah, sorry. I was wrong.
He caught the ball. And what was his playoff numbers? I mean, playoff numbers through the roof. He had at least one.
I don't know. not listing here. Not listed, but he had 6 rush attempts, 12 receiving yards.
He caught the ball a lot.
His long reception was 6. 11 yards.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
his long rushing yard was 2.
I mean, very good. I would kill for James Edwin right now.
He loves it. He sets the edge. He sets the tone.
He's that. Well, I mean, to show how much the Pats love him, they've turned him into a coach.
Who, Devlin?
He travels with the team.
Yeah, same thing with David Andrews. Like, they need that. They're like, their captains are like with the team.
Yeah,
helping out because it's not working the offensive line. They really. Oh, Isaiah Wynn can't play this week. He can play next week, though.
Why can't he play this week?
He's got to sit one more week out. So he's got.
Can Harry come back and Devlin? I mean,
well, Harry came back a week earlier to practice.
Oh, because Harry got.
You have to sit out 8 weeks.
So Harry got put on IR earlier because he got put on before the
season.
He was
put on before the season, and Isaiah Wynn played week one.
Okay.
And you have to miss 8 games, not 8 weeks, is something I found out. So Harry was eligible last week, didn't play, and now Wynn's eligible next week. We'll see what happens. They just got to get Newhouse out of there. Somebody. We just got to get this run game going. I mean, Sony Michel looks like a bum right now, and they're killing me with it.
Who's the guy from the Redskins that didn't sign, that won't play for the Redskins?
Trent Williams.
Can they get him?
No, because he signed, he didn't have to sign. He was, like, holding out, and he came back, and then he failed his physical, and they said he had cancer. And, like, they decided they're not going to pay him. Something crazy in Washington. They were just like...
That owner...
He's a piece of shit.
Not only should they... We'll get into billionaires in a second. But, like, that guy should be fucking... Like, he should be arrested at some point. Like, they should just be like, all right.
He's got to be the worst owner in sports.
He hates his fans.
Hates them.
He charges $100 to park there.
Yeah.
Like, something crazy. Like, the Pats are bad enough.
Yeah.
Well, like, we get it. Like, all right, 40, 50 bucks, that's equivalent to... No one would charge $100.
I think it's $150 to park at the Rams Stadium in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, well, they're fucking something. But I actually had a nice little feud with a regular at the bar this week. This guy is a generational billionaire.
Yeah.
So he was handed... He's old Europe money. And... he's there every day. Real uptight fucking asshole. Hates his wife. Hates his kids.
And he comes into South Station.
And drinks and lies to his wife about working in front of us on the phone. This guy fucking sucks. So yeah, he gets real drunk.
We should discuss that your bar is like the least traditional bar of all time. It's literally a kiosk in the middle of South Station.
Yeah.
So you have to be a degenerate to go there all the time.
Oh, to be a regular there?
Yeah, you literally have to be.
Yeah. It's like you're about to go home and you just really don't want to go home is what my bar is.
Or like you're the janitor at that bar. That's the only reason you would ever drink there more than once.
Or you work at the post office.
Yeah.
The post office is directly next door. And Fidelity's big. Yeah, we get a lot of, it's weird to be a regular there. It's not a normal place. But anyways, we have this fucking billionaire guy and he leaves last night, right?
How do you know he's a billionaire? Dressed in fancy suit, like a lot of cardigans? Does he say
generational
it?
Wealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what, like, he talked.
You can tell
he owns a castle.
Smells of Drakkar Noir.
He owns multiple castles.
You know, he talks about his castles.
Castles. Not, like he's fucking, property and places in Ireland and London. And
like, he
and
lives
England.
In Westeros.
Like, he owns castles.
Okay.
Who the fuck owns a castle? You have to be a billionaire. So, this guy's crazy.
Lord of Casterly
Rock.
Handed
money down. So, he has a billionaire. So he gets drunk, and he has to leave instantly because his train's coming. He leaves $60 in the bar after being there for 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
Comes in today. He goes, I left last night. Left with your buddy. Was working. He goes, do you have an envelope for me? Like, what are you talking about? He goes... You know, an envelope of the change that for what I left last night. Like, I was like, I don't know what you want, dude. Like, how much was your bill? Yeah. He goes, well, I left $60, and I was like, all right, what was your bill? He goes, I don't know, I had to leave, and so I was like, yeah, we don't have an envelope. He goes, oh well, I was like, why did you have to leave? And he always does this.
Yeah.
his trade, he doesn't last second. He'll be like, I gotta pay, I gotta pay. And he rushes you. And then he's a real dick about it.
I feel like so, this is the long con. I feel like you're getting the long con, the short grift. What do they call it? The long grift? That's what you're getting. He's setting up some type of long con on you where he's gonna take all the money in the fucking tavern on the square.
You can drink as much free beer as you want on me. I do not give a fuck. It's not
like
my money.
That's what I like about you. You're not a company man.
I hate the company. So I was like, I don't know what to tell you. He says, well, you know, your buddy last night, he goes, I was trying to leave and he's picking his fingernails. And that's why I'm like, well, were you watching the, and now I'm treating him like a child. Yeah. Like, were you watching the train schedule? And he's like, oh, no. You know, it just comes up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, we're going to have to help you. Like, we're going to have to teach you to watch the schedule. That way, if you look at the time, you'll know when your train's coming. That way, you'll know when to leave.
And it's the big thing that goes choo-choo.
Yeah. It's exactly how I was demeaning him. Nothing like demeaning a person. Nobody at his job.
What kind of rich man takes the train, by the way? Unless he owns Amtrak.
A real drunk.
Well, even still.
Because I think he should take a car.
Or he should be he should be driven. That's
exactly.
What I would be.
That's what I would do, too. But he's a drunk. Yeah. So he comes in all the time. So then I call my buddy up. I'm like, hey, this guy's fucking complaining about his bill, blah, blah, blah. I go, how much was it? It was right before I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And he goes, it was $54. He left us $6.
He wants us $6.
On a $54 tab. And this guy's, we're talking a billionaire, right? And he's this. So I go up to him, as I'm leaving, have my coat on. I'm like, hey, Trevor, your bill was.
Trevor.
I'm like, your bill was $54. So you left us $6. And he goes, oh, all right, thanks, Ty. I appreciate the honesty. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, so you're a finance guy. That's about we're talking about right around 11.5% tip, right? Am I right? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, it's about, 8.5 below
normal
20% tip.
American.
He goes, yeah. I go, so why don't we watch the train schedule next time? That way you don't have to under tip us consistently. And he's like, the guy next to him starts fucking dying laugh. He goes, how about you shut the fuck up? To the guy next to him, like, all right, I'll see you guys.
And that's it for me.
Yeah.
What a dirtbag. Something about me tells me this guy's a poser. And either that or he's like, I don't know, maybe he just doesn't, or maybe he really is rich and just doesn't value service.
No,
you know what
and
I mean?
He has no sense of like what money is to really anyone.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
But there was a little bubble where I was kind of like,
should I hit him? Or maybe make him hit you and then sue him. That's the play.
Oh, I can. I'm going to get him under.
Just fucking get under his skin really bad and make him hit you.
Is that a good move?
That would be a great move. And then sue him. And I wouldn't even feel bad about it. Get a terrible lawyer.
Think if you get, even if you get 12 grand out of this
guy.
He'd
have to settle.
He's not even going to know what 12 grand is.
No. He probably has it in his pocket. He'll just $6 you to death. Just keep handing you $6 at a time until he gets to 12 grand.
He told the guy that one of the guys that comes in all the time, he's like, I just don't like being taken advantage of. He thinks us taking $6 from him was he's that concerned. Like, imagine your dad not hugging you that much. When you're that nervous about someone. I mean, it's
an insane thing to think. That like you're owed something. That's what he's doing though. It's like he thinks he's owed like the drinks. Like he probably doesn't even want to pay for it. He just like this is like society makes me pay for these drinks.
Yeah.
I don't want to tip them. Like anybody can do it. Like a trained monkey can do it. Like he does not care about anybody.
No, he views us less than
like dirt.
Yeah. He's embarrassed. You can tell he just kind of.
Looks down his nose at you.
Yeah, and I feel it puts me in my place real quick. It's like, oh yeah, I do work at a train station.
But you're the one that drinks at the train station. Which one's worse?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah,
you do have to remind them of that a lot.
They should be reminded of it. I've had a cocktail or two at that bar.
It's a fine establishment.
It's just like, I mean, what's its seat though? I mean, honestly, it's got to be 80 square feet at
capacity
max.
Capacity has to be less than 48 people is a lot.
48 standing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not sitting with 48 people there.
No chance.
Yeah. And what else you get into this past week? Anything good? Nothing good? Huh?
I don't know. I get the, I don't know. I'll tell you this much. Luckily, I don't think she'll ever listen to this. But so my girlfriend is about what? I don't know. She's a couple years younger than me. It's a yeah, number where I have to.
Oh, yeah. What are you bringing up here?
So she's still
the old Epstein. This is the old Epstein confession.
The only thing I actually sometimes do wish I was Epstein, but mainly for the being dead part. No.
Niggas is wildin'!
I don't hate the kid fucking party. No, but...
Who does?
Here's the... So she's about 8 years younger than me. So you get a little embarrassed from time to time.
That 8 years. Does the math.
Seven. Yeah, she's... I mean, sure, she's... Tyler's, about to be able to
Tyler's
drink.
24.
In a couple years, she'll be able to drink in my bar.
That'd be saying. Nice.
It'd be fun. It'd be enjoyable.
She Pretty soon, she'll be able to buy cigarettes, which would be even better.
So she's younger, and so I was, you know, we were having intercourse.
Oh, wow. Maybe, braggart.
And it was right at the end.
He's a fag.
And I started to cramp.
You what an right? old you're what an old bastard you are.
It was like, it, but it
I've
was,
never even done that.
It was I was cramping your so foot? Hard. No, it was my hamstring. Like
hamstring
so it locked up.
What are you fucking LaDainian Tomlinson?
It locked up so hard, and it was like right at the end, and so I didn't want to say anything because I was embarrassed about like I don't want to.
You
like,
got to straight leg it at that point. You got to go straight leg.
And it was dark, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to like. And so I was like. On top of her on one knee with the other leg straight in the
she
air.
She probably thought you were trying some porn star
like
shit.
Like a yoga move. Yeah. It was more like a flying.
She was like,
a yoga.
Oh, wow, he learned this back in the day. this is what you get for dating an older man. He knows all this Kama Sutra.
And
meanwhile,
just,
you're fucking, your hamstring's ready to tear out of your body.
It was out of control. It was the four Guinness or seven Guinness, whatever I drank.
Very dehydrated.
And I was just like, and it was all locked up. Yeah. And I'm like looking at her and I'm like, and I, so luckily it was dark out and it was just, it was ending. So, you know, you fit. And I can't. I didn't want to like. I came close to like falling on top of her, but with my hair, it's like a Velcro.
You just gotta play it off. We've all been there. You just gotta play it off. You're dehydrated. You drank too much, and you're stiffening up everywhere.
So I did a. I did a nice like roll right off the bed, and I just and it was that. So she couldn't. I wimped. I had to limp over to the closet
it was really good.
And
limp
really back.
Good.
It was.
Can't explain it.
Oh, it was a fucking.
Just as you putting icy hot on your thigh, like you're fucking. Really knocked the shit out of you.
But, it, I mean, I'm telling you, if this girl is my age or with it, even just 25, you know. I'm,
even 18.
I'm bringing it. I'm killing it. But at 20, you can't explain to a young
no.
like a girl.
She'd dump you on the spot.
Yeah.
What do you like, mean you cramped up?
What? Why would you?
That doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about?
A human man doesn't do that. A human man can mostly keep his rod throughout sex.
Are you getting your period? Why are you cramping, you fucking...
He doesn't have to take that pill that you took in the bathroom with that weird pump sound I heard.
The rest of my friends' boyfriends don't do that. Oh, yeah, sure they don't.
None of my boyfriends ever have. Well, yeah. Obviously, because they were fucking varsity lettermen, unlike me.
Well, how many of your boyfriends own a house? Well, none of them. Either do you. All right, damn it. All right,
well, I own two dogs, so what about it?
Watch it, bitch.
You want half of those dogs? Better watch your mouth.
I always tell all the girls I work with, I have a firm policy. I haven't hit a girl in a while, but I'm always looking for a good reason to.
Yeah.
It's a fun little joke.
Girl will get lippy. You got to put them in their place real quick. That's where you get a lip. You like those old times where you could really goon arm a girl.
Oh, yeah.
I love a goon arm. I mean, my wife, she bruises easily, and I tend to be on the strong side. It's a long joke coming between me and my wife where we always have like little, I don't know, she like gotten this weird thing where she would always buy like these little plastic kitchen gadgets, like, I don't know, just weird things. Like one of them was like a tuna strainer, right? It's basically like, all it is was like a,
like a pasta strainer.
Yeah, pasta strainer, but it was like, it fit right in a tuna can, and you could, it had little tuna fish on the outside as like a design, and you would push down on it, and all the water would come out, and like, back
you know
in my...
how much your wife is, reminds you of your mother? The more we go on, the more I'm like...
Why do you think I married her?
Your mother would 100% have a tuna strainer that she would get from fucking...
No reason.
The Christmas tree show.
But like, there was this bullshit thing... And she bought like four of them, and I snapped them every time without fail. Like I said, it had like little flimsy little tuna
snapped
fish on the
why?
Side.
On purpose or because
no?
Because
I was just trying to strain tuna, and the fucking things would just snap. And then she'd always like, "You have no idea like why you're so like your strength." And I never felt strong about anything, but I would just like whatever. I get it. Like I have weird dumb like retard strength where like I'll just snap something for no reason. Like Swiffers. That's my go-to, right? I'm always Swiffering the floor, and you hold it like a hockey stick.
Well, they don't have... Swiffers have... You can't get leverage on a Swiffer.
No. So I always... You got to go down to the middle,
yeah.
right? And I snap a 4 a year, a snap right in half. And she's like, you fucking galoot. Stop snapping shit.
But they need to make him like a, some sort of like almost like a triangle situation. Like they need to build a Swiffer has, you can't, how are you supposed to scroll? You can't really get anything onto
Swiffer. That's why I snap them constantly.
No, I understand completely.
So I have dumb galoot strength. And I'll break things like that all the time.
But, like women's upper arms. And they have no strength that you can really just grab on.
Well, you're speaking of upper arms, so sometimes she'll get the goon arm. You know what I mean? Like we'll have a little fight. She'll try to walk away. She'll get the goon arm, which is you just grab. You just put your whole hand around the bicep, and you just you're not going upstairs right now. Not come with me, and we're gonna go walk to the other side of the room. And we're gonna have a chat. We're going to calm down. Everyone's going to relax. We're going to relax here. We're going to have a nice little conversation. And then I'll wake up the next day. She'll be like, look, I'll think it was just like a relaxing, please don't go upstairs. Come talk to me like gentlemen and ladies and get over this fight. We'll wake up the next day. It will look like I hit her with a hammer on the arm. She'll be like, look what you did to me is a thumbprint through my arm. I was like, you have iron deficiency. This does not count. I'm not assaulting you.
Yeah.
I refuse to be. And like, I don't know if she lies or not, but she's like, people are asking about my arm. I was like, well, tell them you got the goon arm. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes you got to get goon armed. Gentlemen, I refuse to take I don't call it assault. Men are not, I'm not hitting a woman here. I'm just simply stating who the alpha is in the home. And it needs to be, you need to just always remind people who the alpha is.
You and Conti's all have the same policy across the board. Because Dom talks about this a lot.
That's interesting.
Well, I meant more with my dogs when he comes in the house. But also, I mean, I guess that's a good point. Yeah, beat your wife.
No, I mean, it's not beating per se. It's just, ownership. Is it ownership? Maybe it's ownership. It's like, this is me, this is ours, but look, there's a pyramid here, right? We own it together. It's a democracy, but really a dictatorship at the top. It's a dictator's democracy. Well, I'll take your opinion and all of our conversations. I'll take it into account, but I'm the final decision maker. You know what I mean? And so here I am. You're not going to run away from me.
Maybe here's a good time. No, this is, you know.
The men get shirts.
Maybe you should
talk. Don't make a fucking animal out of me.
Maybe you guys should talk to people. Maybe couples counseling.
I'm not a conversationalist, Tyler. I'm an Italian man. I don't have the gift of gab, Ty.
You know what they always say is behind every great man is a great woman.
That's right. But nobody ever called me a great man.
But no one ever says behind every great woman is a man who really told her what to do.
Who's a goon armor.
They don't really bring that up. No. Like, why is it the woman gets credit in both? Like, if you're a great woman, you're just a great woman.
Yeah.
But if you're a great man, it's because your woman made you a great man. Like, this is a little bullshit.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like, wasn't Abraham Lincoln's wife like a world-renowned psychopath?
Racist. Yeah. Hardcore racist.
She was a racist. I think she was like literally a lunatic. And he also was a gay. Would sleep with his friends.
Oh, you want to hear? So here's what else happened this week.
Abraham Lincoln
was gay? Did you say Lincoln was gay?
He slept with like his friend. They were like little boyfriends. And he would sleep in like the Lincoln bedroom in the White House with a boy. Not a boy, but like his mate. You know what I mean? They did a little diddling under the sheets there with his little fucking top hat. You don't wear that top hat, and he's probably a bottom, too.
Epstein. He's proving if you want to get ahead in life, you got to be a pedophile. It's the only way to become a billionaire.
It is a weird undercurrent happening where you're like, there's literally this secret society of just pedophiles.
Yeah, like, why are all, like, everyone who owns a newspaper is a billionaire? And they're also friends with Epstein. I don't want to get into it.
I hope John Henry gets caught. That'd be the best. I mean, they have to sell the Red Sox. They could change the fucking street name back to Yawkey Way.
The biggest pedophile face I've ever seen in my life.
All day.
That guy, like, if everyone was like, he's a pedophile, I'd be like, yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Everyone wouldn't even blink an eye.
Dude, I had a battle with him when I was like 15. I didn't know any better. And I was like.
And he was holding on my cock. No. And I was like, get off my cock.
Tug it like a man. That guy couldn't jerk you off. Have you seen him in his little fucking terrible body? The guy looks like Ichabod. He looks like the guy from a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, he has
Jack Skellington. He's got Jack Skellington face.
I guarantee his wife shivers at the fact of him fingering her.
Can you imagine?
Do they have a kid? Those long fingernails that he would just fucking scrape your pussy with.
Scrapes the inside. Do they have a kid? Like, I can't imagine. Like, she's pretty. She's a North Shore girl, so she must have some self-respect.
She's a North Shore girl?
She's from Linfield. Yeah.
She's a hooah.
She's a hooah. But anyway, like, do they have a kid? Because if they do, like, can you imagine he, like, has to pile his bones? Like, there was a girl on 30 Rock. It was like, she was a character. She was only on it for like 3 or 4 episodes, but she dated Alec Baldwin's character, and she had hollow bones, and like, that was her bit. Like, she couldn't have sex or like touch anyone or shake hands because she had hollow bones like a bird. That's what I pictured dumb John Henry to be like.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like, he just like his body walks in like a skeleton. Like, literally, you see a skeleton like walking in, like moving his arms all jiggly and wiggly like he's doing the wave. That's what I picture him like coming into the boudoir.
Yeah, like, am I trying to hug that guy? It just doesn't feel like he's huggable.
Break his spine with a hug.
No.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was up on, like, the club deck when I was, like, 15, when he had just bought the team. And he was sitting, like, right in maybe a row in front of me. And I was like, hey, can you sign my hat? And he was like, oh, I'm trying to watch the game. It was, like, the middle of the inning. I was like, all right, like, whatever, dude. Like, will you sign? And then he signed it with pen. He signed the under the brim with pen with like a jet. What are those? Like water pen? What are those things called? Like an old timey pen. Like, it looks like you have to dip it in ink. They're like a super expensive pen. And then he was like, ugh, you should have waited to half inning. I was like, listen,
inning?
I'm 14. You're lucky I don't throw you off this fucking deck.
But who calls between the half inning?
Oh, you should wait to the half inning.
What a fucking
I never
loser.
Forget. I was like, will you shut up? You probably don't even know what the hell's going on, you fucking old
dickhead.
No, he's
a creep. He owns a team in London, too, with Prince Andrew, him and the partners.
Well, he owns Liverpool.
Yeah, with Prince Andrew, the notorious pedophile.
Oh, he was... Really? Does he own Liverpool?
Does he own Liverpool?
I know he owns Liverpool. Does fucking Prince Andrew own it?
I think
you're just making that up.
Nah, he's a big fan, though.
Huge fan.
I'm sure they love the U14 team.
I know
together.
he was big on the Epstein island.
And yeah, he's quite. Which is how. Imagine.
I feel like everybody was just
ABC,
there.
ABC.
Yeah.
Put that story down so they get the interview. That's Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Your kids are probably. They're probably be like, hey, like, make sure you watch every Disney show with your kid together. Because in.
They sneak it in.
Yeah, like in the middle of Frozen, they're like. And sucking a 68-year-old dick is fun for
it's
everyone.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Remember there was like...
And it's going to snow tomorrow.
When I was a kid, it was like... It wasn't like a kid. It like really happened. It was like... There was like 10 different things where like Disney artists would put like sexual things into cartoons. Like the most famous one was like the Little Mermaid castle. Like the original Little Mermaid box. You remember the old Disney...
It was a vagina.
And you young folks at home who aren't 33 like me, Google it. So when I was a kid, all Disney movies used to come in like these white puffy VHS boxes.
Oh yeah,
you remember them? And they were like you would open them up.
Yeah, they were foam. And they weren't plasticky, but they were plasticky foamy.
They were
like
very like you know like insulated.
Yeah,
and they would pop open, whatever. So they were all artwork. And the original Little Mermaid, the front of it had the castle of the Little Mermaid. And one of the towers of the castle was a dick. It was,
I believe it.
You don't have to believe it. It's a fact. And it was a clear as day penis. Like, literally, there was no reason for it to be, like, it was not hidden in any way. It's like the front pillar. It's just an erect dick. Google it. Have fun with it. Send it to your friends.
Well, that,
there was other
that,
ones.
Like,
the
racist... old Disney, like Disney things that were like,
oh yeah,
cartoonish, but like they were racist. Like, you're putting that out there to kids for a reason at a young age. Like, you're not. It's.
I'm trying to see. There was all other ones too. There was like the word sex was written into the fields in The Lion King. Now I'm googling it because there were so many. Here it is, the first one that pops up, the Little Mermaid original VHS cover. There's a large golden penis.
It's going for...
It's right in the center.
The covers on eBay, it's like $7,500.
Really?
Rare band. In order to buy it, wow.
Dead center, see? Big dick right in the middle.
Wait, where am I looking?
I don't know. I'm looking at all these now. E-bombs world. So yeah, first one that pops up is the penis, which is classic. Everyone knows that one. All right, right here. So you get dead center, shaft, head, balls, everything.
Oh yeah! Wow. That is a
never seen one that big.
Oh, kill for that dick.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I like how it's uncircumcised. They really do hate the Jews.
Yeah, they did. Little Mermaid, in the first scene, the minister appears to have an erection. He does have an erection. Little boner.
So I had a...
Claims that the bulge is his knee sticking out.
I had another good one. So I have this girl who watches my grandfather. Like, so we have people who come in and watch my grandfather all the time, like these nurses slash like people we just kind of pay.
Yeah.
That are like nurses that don't work or whatever. So on Sunday, we have this girl that comes in and... she's sitting there, and, you know, the Sunday news is on, and my grandfather does this thing where he goes into the, we got him a bidet.
Oh, nice.
He sits on the bidet for, like, 45 minutes.
Who wouldn't?
Just he just loves it.
Blasts his asshole.
It's spraying, it's drying, it's all this fucking...
The life of an old man seems great.
My toilet is unbelievable.
Do you have to do new plumbing for this bidet?
No. You should get one. It's the simplest
Where do you plug it in? What do you put? How do you do it?
You plug it, and it's, like, one water line, and it's takes 10 seconds to hook up. And it's you walk in the heat.
It's independent of your toilet, and it has no drain.
No, because it hits your, it goes right back into the toilet.
Oh, it goes into the toilet.
When you hit your, it hits your asshole, and it goes right.
Wait,
down.
Is it like a separate bidet, like you would see in a hotel, or
it's
is it
a
like...
new toilet seat? It's a toilet seat that you put on. The toilet seat's heated. Ooh. When you walk in, when you get close to it, the seat lifts up itself. Yeah, I wouldn't dare touch a seat again.
No.
Are you kidding me? Well, honestly, I don't use his bathroom because my grandfather's... I don't know what goes on there, but I don't go in there.
There's a lot of shit. There's diarrhea. So imagine you just have diarrhea from year 80 till death. You're just shitting always.
He talks about... He goes, oh, I always got a lump of shit up there, blah, blah, blah. He has a tumor in his asshole for sure.
Yeah.
And he just thinks that there's something up there. Forever, he thought his penis was shrinking. It wasn't his penis.
Me too.
It was... That's what I've been claiming for years. It turns out he had a tumor like in his like kidney that was pushing against his bladder and his urethra. So he thought everything... He kept saying, everything's shrinking. Yeah. Everything's No, the tumor was just pushing everything down.
That's kind of like when you shave your pubes and you're like, wow, my dick is not terrible. Yeah, exactly. And then your pubes grow back and you're like, oh, my dick's so terrible.
This stinks. So he's in the bathroom for like minute 10 of 45. And I'm in the living room with this girl, and she's sitting there. She's 32. She's pretty hot. Yeah. You know.
And who is this lady? Oh, she's the nurse.
She's the nurse. She's hot. She's, you know, a little short. Greek girl. She's from Greece.
Uh-oh. She'd whip up a steak and cheese like nobody's business.
I would kill for a kebab. Yeah. And so we're sitting there talking, and the Sunday news is on. And she's like, this fucking Joe Biden, he's fucking on there complaining about this and that. He goes, fuck this guy. And I'm like, oh, all right. So we're kind of laughing, and then we're talking, and she goes, they hate on Trump. Trump's doing a lot for this country. Look at the economy. Look at the unemployment rate, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, plus, you know, Obama tore the country apart. He made blacks and whites hate each other. And I was like, she was like, they don't even like talking to each other anymore. And I was like, as it should be, like sarcastically.
That was pre-existing, man.
Yeah, and I was like, as it, you know, we should go back to those days, right? Like joking. And she goes, you know, honestly.
Is she from Greece? Or did you say she's just Greek?
She goes back to Greece like twice a year. So I think she's from there. Her family's from there.
Yeah, because you'll get if you get a real European, they don't understand black people.
Yeah, and she was like, she leans to me and she goes, I was like, she goes, yeah.
They literally don't know how to look.
You know, as black and white hate each other. And I was like, yeah, as it should be, sarcastically. And she goes, honestly, like, we all know. We shouldn't be together. And I was like, what?
That's why there's continents, man.
She's like, we hate blacks, but like, you know, they shouldn't be in the same room as, like, she was like going into all racist shit.
Like, ma'am.
And I was like,
you're a nurse.
I was looking at her like, I was kidding. Like, I thought you picked up on my heavy sarcasm that obviously this is crazy what you're saying.
Like, then she's got to go do some black guy's dialysis in Lynn next. And, like, she's just like, fuck this guy. Like, just lets him bleed out. Like,
glaucoma.
That's the type of person you're just going to be like, all right, you probably shouldn't be a nurse, lady.
I don't know if you can give people glaucoma, but she's trying to.
Yeah.
And then she goes, plus, you know, this Obama, you know, he's a Muslim.
I heard that's so funny. That's literally like, listen, I'm not a political guy, but I'm not ignorant to the facts. But like, I was like, I was in Florida at my dad's golf community one time, and I don't remember when it was. It had to be 4 or 5 years ago. No, it was before. It was when Obama was president at the same time, and it was just like a real Southern family. We're down, and I don't golf, so I was just drinking at the country club place, and like there was like a real Southern family drinking, and the dad, like the patriarch of the family, was like, just started yelling, like, you could tell, like, he had, like, a liberal daughter, a liberal son, and they were just yapping about the president, and I was just sitting there eating my fucking BLT and beer, like, looking at the sun, doing nothing, bored, and I was like, well, this is interesting, and they started getting into a real heated argument, and he was like, well, you gotta let him, the kid's like, you gotta let him leave the country, he's trying his best, he's doing all this, and he just, the dad stands up, he's got the straw hat, he's a fucking Muslim! And I was just like, this is fucking elite stuff right
it's
now.
It's the best. Hey, she goes, so this girl goes, he's a fucking Muslim, and he's in with them,
yeah.
And his job was to tear this country apart.
Those
and
are
I was
always
like,
the best ones. The fucking
girl,
tinfoil hats are the best.
It was like, oh, I was yeah. looking at her. Dude, she has, I mean, she's kind of hot, right? This girl is pretty sexy.
She sounds sexier to me by the minute. The more you describe her in her conversation, she's getting hotter by the minute.
Dude, I don't know what it was, but I was looking at her. I was like,
on the side.
I was the opposite. I was looking at her like, I don't know why you talking this fucking ignorant.
This
it
racist?
Was a turnoff. Like, I don't think, I don't, listen.
Here's where you and I part ways, friend.
I don't vote I don't vote for anyone, really. I didn't vote.
I like, vote for the Italian name. Anytime I ever go vote, if somebody has a vowel at the end of their name, that's who gets my vote all the time.
But for some reason, like, a girl being, like, a Republican is, it was like a turn, not even Republican, like a hardcore, it was just a turnoff.
Anybody political to me is a turnoff.
Yeah,
if anybody has an opinion on the president, I'm just like, I hate your guts.
Yeah,
just leave
was
me
like,
alone.
Oh, what's wrong with you? She's like, well, what do you want?
Fracking. People are fracking. Well, I don't know what that means. Just leave me alone.
She's
I just want to be left out.
Democrats to take over?
You know
like,
what I want
to
do? I want everyone to leave me alone. That's what my perfect world would be. Tony doesn't have to hear about the government. That would be what I would love. If someone could, because I don't know about it. Literally, I see news and people are like, oh, we should protest fracking. I don't know what that, I Google it and I still don't. I Wikipedia the whole thing and they're like, oh, the pipeline. And I look at them and maybe I'm trying to inform myself to vote and I look at them, I don't, what is this? They're making a pipe for oil. That sounds good. I don't know why people are mad about it. And then
will this help the Patriots get to the
Super
Bowl?
That's literally all I care about. I'm like, how does this affect Foxborough? Because I have does this pipeline go through my living room? Because otherwise just, I do whatever you want and leave me out of it. I know everyone gets mad and I hate the outrage of everything. There's like a thing going on at my alma mater, actually, the last, 3 days I've been following. Whereas, and it's outrage culture at its best. I mean, not to say that it's right, but, of course, it's a liberal college, Syracuse University. And it's, it's filled with mostly upper class New Yorkers and upper New Jersey, area people, Connecticut. And Long Island, things like that. And when I was there, it's just a liberal school, but nothing crazy happened. I mean, it's a very dangerous city. So, the term safe space didn't really enter into your mind because, you literally had an 85% chance of being murdered or raped if you just went outside campus. So, that didn't exist. But now there's, a thing. Somebody wrote on the dorm walls, the N-word and, some Asian derogatory words on the wall. And they're doing, a sit-in at the they're doing a sit-in and calling for the chancellor to step down. He should have anti-graffiti proofed the fucking walls.
But it's weird because so there's
but then they'll
of,
get
like,
their way is what's the craziest part.
Well, there's a lot of these they've caught a lot of heavy, I don't know what you call them, PC whatever people
Are doing it themselves, yeah.
Yeah, to cause controversy. It's
that's a big
weird.
Thing.
I don't know what that is. What would drive you to?
That's when you're so anti Trump and you want to you want to pin anything on them.
Well, they were
trying
to prove how racist the
who
country
was like the
is.
Jussie Smollett was the famous one.
Yeah,
the most
exactly.
Famous
that
one.
Was insane.
The most famous one. But there was a similar thing today. So obviously that happened yesterday or the day before. So it snows up there always. So whatever, the newspaper, the Daily Orange, I followed on Twitter. And there was a guy tweeted out, it was I can't believe it. I'm here on scene. The police have yet to arrive. And it was a swastika drawn into the snow. And so the police, literally the police came. Like, what are you going to fingerprint the snow? Like, what are you doing? And then like...
But drawn into it like how? Like with their foot?
Yeah, like they made a footmark in the snow in the shape of a swastika. It was probably like 3 feet by 3 feet. Like, obviously people are like, this is fucking, people are losing their minds. Let's just do crazy shit. And people are going to like look at it and see things.
Yeah, but like, what does that mean?
It means nothing. It means that like they're trying to be like on the news or something.
Yeah, but do they hate Jews? Like, I don't
unlikely. That's fucking saying, everybody like, there is Jewish.
Why would you hate Jewish? Like, it's so weird to think that there's like, the biggest anti-Jewish people aren't other white people. They're fucking Muslims.
Mostly, yeah.
Muslims hate Jewish people. So like, if you're going to go out and be like, all right, like, what should we find the Muslim who drew the swastika?
Yeah.
They wouldn't. That's not what they're going to say. They're going to say like, so it's like a weird thing.
But it blew my mind. It was like, they were like, I'm waiting. I'm here on scene waiting for the police to arrive. I just wanted to be like, for what? What are they going to do?
Yeah, but they're also attacking white people with this is what they're doing.
Well, that's what it is. And then they're like, the guy tweeted out the police. I swear to God, he wrote that. He was like, the police have left. Who's cleaning this up? I just wanted to be like, the wind. It's like, it's fucking, just cover it. It's snow.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Yeah. Like, if you're this concerned about people being hurt, step on it.
You show up, unswastika, make it into a fucking box. All you have to do is make two more lines, square now.
Step on it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, one kick and no one will notice. It's there. Most people probably won't even notice it there anyways. Like, how do you
Dude, when I was in college, a girl, like a student, got raped in my friend's garage by someone in fucking, like a citizen, by a Syracuse citizen. And there wasn't this most outrage about
it. Jesus Christ.
There wasn't a sit-in asking for the chancellor to. My fraternity brother killed his girlfriend, murdered her, is still in prison, and not this much outrage.
I'll tell you. Well,
facts. These are facts, friend.
I saw one of the funniest comments.
My friend did cry, though.
One of the funniest comedy sets of my life last night. This guy, Dave McDonough, he won the Boston Comedy Festival, which is going on right now in Somerville, about five, six years ago. Yeah, I'm not in. So he won 5-6 years ago. And
come back for his title?
And no. So he just got, you know, he does comedy like once a year now. He hates it, right? So he does a set last night in Somerville at the Comedy Studio. And he goes on, the entire audience, it's as liberal. Like, the room that is three doors down.
Yeah.
Everyone sits, they were in the room, sitting on beanbags.
Oh, fine.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck was going on. Everyone's just talking. The girls are super hot. Yeah. So in my head, I'm thinking, like, is what you do to get laid now? You just sit on a beanbag around other people?
I'd be in there with like a fucking sweater reading poetry in 2 seconds.
Dude,
nobody conforms faster than me.
That is what's going on everywhere.
I'd be in corduroys. You'd see me in there. Anything to get laid when
so
I was that
age. So
it's this
crazy hipster fucking environment. And he goes up and his jokes are the opposite. He's like mean, like one-liners.
Yeah.
And they fucking hated him.
Oh, no.
And his jokes are crazy funny. They're, like, super well-written, super funny. One of them was, like, he goes, I get a son. I don't know. I guess he's an, I don't know. I guess he's a 7. He could be an 8 if he had a better body. jokes like that. Like, just all super, like, mean, funny, like, shit. And so at one point, like, the audience is I'm sitting in the back. Me and this other comedian dying laughing as he's bombing. Just bombing for like 15 minutes. And it's the funniest. They're all jokes that funny. Yeah. And so at the end, he goes, I'm glad you guys came out to have fun tonight. he goes, what should I do? He starts to joke. He goes, no, fuck it. I'll do this one. He goes, so a rapist went to rape a guy, right? And the guy actually beat the rapist up and ended up raping the rapist. Finally, a rape story we can all feel good about. No one even came close to laughing.
Not a laugh.
One lady goes, ugh, boo, like that. He goes, fuck you. Just like that. It was the funniest thing I've seen in my life.
Rape is funny. That was a
big... But it's a great joke. It's just a good joke. Finally, a rape story we can feel good about as a punchline. It's just
when they're coming for comedians is the worst part. trying to cancel comedians is absolute the last bastion of free speech in the world, and they're trying to take it away.
Well,
drives
especially
you nuts.
This show is like the Comedy Studio is kind of like that type of audience. You get a lot of like that Cambridge, Somerville, PCU
doing
like,
alt comedy.
Yeah, it's a lot of that, and he is the exact opposite. But he's so funny that you can't deny. Like he was fucking hilarious.
Sometimes people just got to let their guards down and just laugh at stupidity.
One of his best jokes is he goes, imagine the first Jews who decided to move back into Berlin after World War II. He goes, I would imagine they were trying to be at least Jewish as possible. Like, oh, this place for $100,000? Perfect. I'll take it.
That's a little overpriced. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, and some lady comes up to me after the show and he goes, you know, you talking like that, you sound a lot like Hitler.
Yes.
And he goes, wow.
Everyone's
Hitler was a comedic genius. Just fucking nothing from the hilarious, nothing from the audience. Just nothing.
Just rude.
Hate him. He's fucking awesome.
It's just fucking annoying the way they do. Patrice O'Neill had the all time greatest, like he had like a very famous conversation. I wonder if I can find it. We could play it right here as we go to
I speak for funny.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell was it?
Do we even want to talk about the Eagles or should we?
Oh, was this a football podcast? We should probably talk about it. I mean, at this point, it's like, oh, here it is, too.
I'll play it.
It's 7 minutes long. Can't play all of it, but we should play some of it.
Well, I think we end the pod. Oh, should we end?
We could end the pod.
So, next up.
Let's talk. We'll talk about it. Let's talk a little bit about the Eagles, and then we can end with.
I'm saying we'll do our picks. Do it real quick. And then
I mean,
the
Eagles are a formidable bunch. But like I said, I don't think that they've ever gotten off that Super Bowl high. And I think Tom Brady, and I think as much Belichick and everyone is still fucking just dying over that 5,000-yard game they had where they didn't win because Malcolm Butler didn't play. And
the defense is going to show up.
Everyone's going to show up to this game. And it's, you know, they had a bad defensive performance in Baltimore. Philadelphia's a good team, but, you know, they can be beat. And I just don't think they're as tough as they've been in the past. They got the good two tight ends.
They have a good defense.
Alshon
good front.
Jeffrey. Their defense isn't great. They have good pass
their
rushers.
Their front is good.
What I'm worried about is Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox gives them a lot. He gave them a lot of trouble in the Super Bowl, and they don't have David Andrews. And the offensive line has just been shit lately.
I would say this. I mean their offense, you get the two tight ends that are both really good.
Yeah.
A couple good wide receivers. The running game is fine.
Yep.
I'm not impressed by Wentz. He's good. He could beat you, but
he's very Lamar Jackson-esque, though. Is the problem is he can throw better.
Yeah, he's fine, but I just think like there's a lot of guys. If you were on this defense, or if you played against them, you're here to loss. If you didn't play against them, you're trying to prove a point like why you're here.
Yeah,
like I'm here because. What happened against that team is not going to happen with me on this team. So I honestly think the defense is going to show up. I mean, I say it every week, but I honestly don't see them scoring two touchdowns.
It's going to be a very, the Eagles, like they completely forget that the Patriots beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl like 10 years ago in 2000, more than that, whatever it was. Fuck me. How long ago was it? 2004 at this point.
Oof.
Jesus Christ. 15 years ago. So like all the Eagles fans like forgot that happened. And
here's
then
a quick one I had today. How old is Tom Hanks?
How old is Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
If I had a guess, 62.
Oh, Jesus, you drilled it. 63.
Really?
Because someone said that today. They're like, oh, speaking of how long things ago were. They're like, he did this movie in 1987. He goes, oh, he must be at least like 54. I was like, no, that's like fucking a million years ago now. Like,
87.
2004, 15 years is fucking nuts.
I can't, 2004, that's crazy. I was in fucking college. I'm almost fucking.
My girlfriend was almost born.
Yeah, almost. So anyway, they had the fucking, So I think it's going to be a very raucous crowd, and they're going to be like living it up like they won the Super Bowl. So like in many ways, it's going to be just like everyone's been saying is that like they're not over the Super Bowl. Because I guarantee it's going to be all like the Super Bowl flags, like the final score. You know, like how Barstool made those flags, like 41, whatever the fuck it was. And it's those flags will be everywhere, and they're going to be laughing about how they won the Super Bowl. And I think the Patriots are going to stomp them.
I honestly think it's going to be bad. I think
it's a 4 o'clock game.
You have a bye week, and the Patriots are angry off a loss. Like they don't. Yeah. All right, so a loss off a bye week. I mean, they don't usually
couple
lose
years
two
ago,
in a row.
I want to say a couple years ago they lost pre bye week and after the bye week, but I can't remember when. Maybe that was like 10 years ago because one of the teams was the Steelers. I remember. But now I can't remember what year it was. But anyway, it's going to be rare that they're going to lose coming out of a bye week and before bye week.
Well, the other thing is Brady's been pissed about the offense.
Yeah.
And is so, like, you can call it whatever you want. Like, oh, Brady's being selfish. Me. No, Brady just wants this offense to be good. He doesn't give a fuck about the defense. He gives a fuck about what he can do.
Yeah.
So I think the offense is going to show up.
I do too. Well, they're Mohamed Sanu with two more weeks. Like, I'm telling you, Mohamed Sanu is like, he's going to be the best trade acquisition. This is a crazy take right now, but he's going to be the best trade acquisition they've made under Belichick midseason.
I got to think.
Let me just go. Let's say midseason because I don't think he's not going to take like Randy Moss's spot, right? So like, or even Wes Welker, but like midseason acquisition.
Yeah, I can. All right.
Down the stretch, he's going to be the best midseason acquisition they've made.
That's fair. And I also think McDaniels needs to show up. Because, like, what is McDaniels if this offense is average all year?
It's I believe most of it is offensive line issues.
Yeah, but deal with that and fucking figure it out. Play call for that. Like,
yeah.
You know what you're dealing with. Like, so I think McDaniels is.
A lot of
last
screens.
Last year, he was a. Like, high value.
Well, he knew what the fuck he was doing last year. He knew what he had. This year, he's struggling because if you can't block up front, there's limited shit you can do. They can pass block, but they can't run block for shit.
No, but he was gone last year, right?
Who?
Last year, he was going to the Colts or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, after the Eagles loss.
That's right. But anyways, like, you don't want to be an offensive coordinator who, like, I mean, he's obviously not that guy, but, like, if you're an offensive coordinator, like, you want to prove that, like, he wants to still get that, like, oh, where should I be a head coach, blah, blah, blah. Like, he needs to get back in the conversation, and what he's doing this year with his offense is not doing that.
Right.
And I get he doesn't have the weapons, and the team isn't built like that, and play for this or that, blah, 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 but, like, fucking do something.
Do something, right.
Yeah.
I mean, screens, we got to get the run game going someday.
Trick plays, like, he was doing trick plays early in the year, he didn't do it last week.
Yeah.
Did no trick plays.
You don't do that. I don't think he'd do that on the road very much. Never works.
He does do them, though. He does, like, the
He
double
must
pass.
Do more trick plays than anybody in the league.
He loves them, and they work because they're not, like, when you watch them develop, they're not that, like, the flea flicker, they
usually
do a
quick
ton.
Flea flickers, yeah.
And those work. They're not really any different than a
throwback
play action.
Throwback passes. As long as Tom Brady's not going out for a pass, like, I'm fine with whatever we're doing.
That shit is horseshit. That was different.
You got to stop doing that stuff. Stop sending Tom Brady out for passes. He's fucking 42 years old. Leave him alone. So anyway.
You got a prediction?
I got a prediction. I'm going to say the Patriots go away in this one. I think they're going to go 27-14 in this game.
27-14. I actually have.
And Nick Folk kicks a 48-yard field goal.
I have 29-13.
Ooh. Awesome. We're going to end with Patrice O'Neill talking about talking to a lady about comedy and how to be funny and basically what's happening in society today. But this was from fucking 12, 15 years ago at this point. But it's ever more relevant. And my favorite comedian of all time. And I wish he was still around to talk
you
about things like today.
You stand for blah, blah, blah. Fight. I stand for funny.
Yeah. So, remember, follow us on Twitter, Brady Disciple, at maybe it's Tyler, Malcolm Go Pod, and Malcolm Go Podcast @gmail.com. Send in your questions. I always get back to the fans, the pod. I know we didn't talk a lot of Patriots today. It was, you know, bye week, not much to talk about, but, you know, fuck it. Go somewhere else if you want to get X's and O's talk. We're here to talk about rape and talk and funny stuff. Not rape being funny, but other things. So anyway, Satriots got their first win this week. You see that? Catch
first
that.
Win.
Go Sachems.
Hey, by the way, I'll tell
Are
you.
Are we back?
This is the last. This is Stack Bowl this year, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well,
last,
we're going.
Yeah,
you
oh,
come
yeah,
to the
I'll
house? You come what? To the house? We're gonna do Bloody Marys and walk down.
You know Don Train has been running a Thanksgiving Day party before the game for years, makes the best sausage balls of all time.
Let's go. I'm getting into it.
Big Mike will be there.
How shook were you today, by the way? I was super shook. There was a shooting at Saugus High School, and it was California.
I was shook. I have the news on constantly, so it didn't affect. I knew it right away. But what I was thinking about is I haven't seen a shooting in a all-black school ever.
No.
Besides, like,
except for Dangerous Minds.
Yeah. But, like, there's no ever... All the shootings are in white schools.
Well, I think that was a pretty mixed school. I don't know.
Asians, maybe, but
I think the shooter was Asian.
But there's no hood...
Yeah, I don't know.
School shootings.
Probably not.
Yeah. White people are fucking losing it. They deserve it.
But they have metal detectors at black schools. Smartly, probably. They should put metal detectors everywhere and security guards. Pay them all.
Fuck them. I mean, how many of these white kids do we need?
There's so many of them.
Is that too much?
All they want to do is kill people.
Come on, we can.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's end there.
Good night, guys.
Until next week, go Patriots. Go Sachems.
Up on the chopping block, XM satellite radio DJs Opie and Anthony, they're under fire now for airing joking comments about raping Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Will they be the next to go? Is radio cleaning house after the Imus debacle? With me now, New City President Sonia Osorio. She took part in a recent protest calling for radio stations to stop supporting negative language in music and talk radio, and also our favorite stand-up comic, Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Patrice, are ONA next?
I hope not. I hope JV, I wish JV and Elvis didn't lose their job or Imus. It's funny, this is the thing. I don't know her, but I'm assuming that she has nothing to do with funny. So I'm gonna speak as the expert on funny. Funny people should just be left to trying to be funny.
What if they're not funny?
Then you made a mistake. But how many times has unfunny rape jokes lead to rape? Like,
I don't know how many jokes about rape there are.
There's a lot. But your world is not funny. Your world is next on the big story. My world is people trying to be funny.
Well, I mean, you think it's okay to try to make jokes about rape?
I'm diabetic. I make fun of that. I'm a victim. I might lose a toe. But I'm trying to make fun of. I'm trying to make fun of anything I think I can make fun of.
Sonia?
You know, what's happening now is the marketplace.
Okay.
Is deciding what's appropriate or what's not appropriate. I think the nation is just tired. There's a new mood in the nation.
What nation?
The nation. You know what? We're tired of things that
is
are just
the nation,
hurtful.
This paper, and you? I'm not the nation. I'm just speaking for me and funny. You're speaking for the nation, or are you speaking for...
Yeah, you know why? Because I remember 6 years ago doing something against Anthony Openy because they were just so outrageous and their violent images they put out to women was just uncalled for. And now, I think people...
You think they were trying to be funny?
I think now people in this country
think they were trying to be funny?
Tired. You know what? I don't care if they're trying to be funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you,
why are you in that business?
I've been to your show once, and it wasn't very funny being a woman.
It was hilarious.
When you talked about...
That's why she doesn't like me. I was in the paper with her, and the joke is hilarious. It's called The Angry Pirate. And the lady who wrote it in her outrage didn't even know what it meant. And anybody who read it laughed because they know what funny... You're not living in the context of funny. You're living
all
in the context
guys
of fire.
Have every right to be as funny as they want. They can go out and try to be as funny as they want, make as much money being as funny as they want. This is what's happening. There is a change in this country. People are realizing they have an opportunity to speak out, and advertisers are listening.
You're not talking to who I talk to.
And you're not going to get paid as much money anymore.
Sonia and Patrice, look at this.
That's what it is. The marketplace
more
is
CBS
speaking.
Radio firings. They've been on a tear lately.
All right.
Are they cleaning house, or is this the PC cops run amok?
You know what it is, John. You know what it is while you're reading that paper. It's the PC cops run amok.
Well, you think she's a PC cop?
Of course she is. She has an entire encyclopedia of her stance on it, but it's no passion involved. It's not a real... This is just what she has to say. We are outraged and fired and fired and fired. Name calling. I'm outraged. I am outraged.
You should be. You should be outraged.
I am a fool. Now, if I called you a fool,
You know what? People are feeling a new sense of entitlement.
Who are these people
in this country?
Who are the people?
A new sense of entitlement.
Here's my question. How can you justify a bad joke, a joke that isn't funny, Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
An attempt that isn't funny, doesn't get any laughs, and is about raping the first black woman to ever become the Secretary of State of the United States.
Throw that at me.
Well, why not?
The attempt is what I'm trying to fight for. The joke may or may... Funny jokes and unfunny jokes are come out of the same birth. That you don't know if anything is going to be funny. You should attempt to be able to make anything funny.
Don't you think a joke about rape is doomed to be not funny?
It's possible, but I've heard them.
You've heard a funny rape joke?
I say a couple. Watch my HBO special. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, Patrice says that if you're having sex with a woman, doggy style, and if you hit her in the head just the right time.
No, it's ejaculate in her eye and kick her in the shin, and she walks around like, arg, it's the angry pirate.
No, that's
what she was trying to say.
A violent act of hitting her in the back of her head, her body.
It's called the donkey punch.
Which will then.
Why are you laughing? She's outraged. It's called the donkey punch. It's whole humor that she has no clue what it is.
You have the same problem that Opie and Anthony does. You can't say just anything on the air.
You can say anything you want. It might not be funny. You might get in trouble for it, but you should be able to be attempting. And plus, when is a crazy bum going to get an opportunity to rape the president? If the president's wife, John? It was trying to be funny.
All right, Patrice, why aren't I hearing Al Sharpton complain about this thing involving Congress?
Because it wasn't involving young black women.
Well, it's involving a very prominent black woman.
Well, where was she during young black? Everybody has their agenda.
I was there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, excuse me.
Why am I not hearing from Sharpton?
Because it doesn't concern him. It's not concerning him. It's black. It's, you know, come on now. You know, Al Sharpton has his agenda, and it was perfect for Al. Young black women. And now she's representing just women in general. She's not representing the nappy hoe part. She's representing just the hoe. The nappy headed part, she has nothing to do with. Just the hoe.
Sonia?
You know what? Women have been abused publicly in the media for too long, and people are tired of it. This has been a beautiful response of just the general public saying to advertisers, we're your consumers. We don't want to have to avoid everything in the street. We don't want to have to worry about what radio station we turn on. And there is some really derogatory, violent thing to deal with.
All your information, ma'am, is secondhand from someone making you aware that someone may have said something that you should be upset about. It's a shame. Your constituency, the people you represent aren't all victims in this matter.
Patrice O'Neill, thank you very much. Sonia Osorio, thanks to both of you. Appreciate it. Time for Big Politics. And you
do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league!
Hey!
Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.